mainstream is very used to how it's going to do. You get people like Jake who want to do away with kickers and stuff like that, and people who preach for IDP. Auction is in that bucket. It's not for the mainstream player. For us, every reason why we should like it, every reason why it's, you know, NFFC you point to, like third round reversal, mm-hmm. it was born out of that whole thing that just not everybody can have LaDainian Thomas as the first. It's kind of unfair sometimes when you put in a random draft order and you don't get one of the top three running backs. You know, and so this gives you a chance at anybody, which is beautiful. But I feel like the average fantasy football player who doesn't even want to touch fantasy baseball is not going to want to touch this.
Well, it's so interesting to me because you love the third down, the third round reversal, because it wasn't fair getting LaDainian Tomlinson and Sean Alexander at the top, and you're wearing the Sean Alexander jersey today, Scotty. But the auction allows you to, there's no need for the third round reversal because you can have anybody.
Yeah.
Corey, in discussing this, thinking about it, I've kind of come to the realization that the reason auctions aren't more prevalent is because people like us, the four of us sitting here, can analyze it as well, because every auction is different, right? Like every auction, every price, I can tell you right now, Mike Evans is a first round player, right? Like I can tell you right now, Amari Cooper is a second round player.
Well, okay.
But in an auction, Amari Cooper, depending on when he's nominated, could go for a first round price, and we can't analyze the price and where they should go like we can in snake draft.
But we can though. I've already done two auctions already. So I can bring it up. We could talk players. We could talk salary. We could talk roster construction and all of that.
You can do all that, but what you did in your auction has zero bearing on how my auction will go.
Yeah, but it's still strategy out there. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, there's strategy out there.
I got the auction strategy, Jack. I know what to do.
Would you like to
reveal? But you make a good point. It's like guys can go for values later in the draft
or early in the draft. Not
early
just
in the draft, guys can get overbid.
No.
I got a $100, $70 theory.
With that, one second. I'm disagreeing with you. It's early where the strategies can be found, where the values can be found, not
late. You can also see some overbidding early, too, though.
I'll explain where I'm coming from and where you're coming from and Corey's expert strategy when we return here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.